Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates National Conference of District Judiciary, calls for strict laws and faster decisions in cases of atrocities against women. Prime Minister flags off three new Vande Bharat Express trains through video conferencing. India's Unified Payments Interface, UPI, processed nearly 81 lakh crore rupee transactions in April to July this year, surpassing world's leading digital payment platforms. Heavy rain disrupts normal life in various parts of Andhra Pradesh. Gujarat's situation improves with significant decrease in rainfall. And in US Open tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden advances to pre-quarterfinals of men's doubles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that atrocities against women and safety of children are matters of grave concern for the society. He said many strict laws have been made in the country for the safety of women, but there is a need to make them more active. Mr. Modi said the faster the decisions are taken in cases related to atrocities against women, the greater the assurance of safety women will get. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating the two-day National Conference of District Judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today.
देश में महिलाओं की सुरक्षा के लिए कई कठोर कानून बने हैं। 2019 में सरकार ने फास्ट ट्रैक स्पेशल कोर्ट की स्थापना की योजना बनाई। इसके तहत अहम गवाहों के लिए डिपोजिशन सेंटर्स का प्रावधान है। इसमें भी डिस्ट्रिक्ट मॉनिटरिंग कमिटीज की भूमिका महत्वपूर्ण हो सकती है। इस कमेटी में डिस्ट्रिक्ट जज, डीएम और एसपी भी शामिल होते हैं। क्रिमिनल जस्टिस सिस्टम के विभिन्न पहलुओं के बीच समन्वय बनाने में उनकी भूमिका अहम होती है। हमें इन कमेटियों को और अधिक सक्रिय करने की जरूरत है।
Mr. Modi said the 75 years of the Supreme Court further enhanced the glory of India as the mother of democracy. He says 75 years of Supreme Court is the journey of the Constitution of India and its constitutional values. He said the people of India have never questioned the Supreme Court or the Indian judicial system.
Supreme Court ke ye 75 varsh mother of democracy ke roop mein Bharat ke gaurav ko aur adhik badhate hain. ये हमारे उस सांस्कृतिक उद्घोष को बल देते हैं जो कहता है सत्यमेव जयते नानृतम। इस समय देश अपनी के आजादी के 75 वर्ष पूरे करके संविधान की 75वीं वर्षगांठ मनाने जा रहा है। इसलिए इस अवसर में भी गर्व भी है, गौरव भी है और प्रेरणा भी है।
The Prime Minister said in the Indian democracy, the judiciary is considered as the protector of the constitution and this is a huge responsibility in itself. He said the spirit of these laws is citizen first, dignity first and justice first. On the occasion, the Prime Minister unveiled a stamp and coin commemorating 75 years of the establishment of the Supreme Court. In his address, Chief Justice of India, Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, said the conference is a sequel to the All India District Judges Conference held at Kutch in March this year. Addressing the conference, Union Minister for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal informed that under e-courts phase 3, around 7,200 crore rupees have been allocated to augment cloud technology and artificial intelligence. The two-day conference organized by the Supreme Court features five sessions on district judiciary issues, including infrastructure, inclusive courtrooms, judicial security, case management and training. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off three Vande Bharat trains through video conferencing. The three trains are Meerut-Lucknow, Madurai-Bengaluru and Chennai-Nagarkoil Vande Bharat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, today, from north to south, a new chapter is being added to the development journey of the country. He said with this expansion of Vande Bharat trains, the country is moving step by step towards the goal of Vikasit Bharat.
High speed trainon ke aane se logon mein apne vyapar aur rozgar ko apne sapno ko विस्तार देने का भरोसा जगता है। आज देश भर में 102 वंदे भारत रेलवे सेवाएं संचालित हो रही हैं। अब तक 3 करोड़ से ज्यादा लोग इन ट्रेनों से यात्रा कर चुके हैं। ये संख्या वंदे भारत ट्रेनों की सफलता का सबूत तो है ही, ये आकांक्षी भारत की आकांक्षाओं और सपनों का प्रतीक भी है।
The Prime Minister said these 3 new Vande Bharat trains will connect the important and historic cities. Mr. Modi said Vande Bharat is the new face of modern Indian railways. He said today there is a demand for Vande Bharat in the city on every route. The Prime Minister said the advent of high-speed trains gives people the confidence to expand their business, employment and other dreams. He said now 102 Vande Bharat railway services are operating across the country. Mr. Modi said India is witnessing a transformation and its railway stations, with even smaller ones, being upgraded to modern facilities like airports. He said this enhances the ease of travel and boosts connectivity. Speaking at the event, Union Minister of State Dr. L. Murugan said that Vande Bharat train services between Madurai to Bengaluru and Chennai to Nagarkoil will be tremendously successful. He said that the government had allocated 6,000 crore rupees for rail projects in Tamil Nadu. In his address, Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw said after independence, there was a lack of technology and investment in railways and there was no change for decades. He said railways is a technical institution, but it was politicized. Mr. Vaishnaw said Prime Minister Modi made major changes in it, increased investment 10 times and inspired to adopt new technologies. He said in the last 10 years, 31,180 kilometers of new tracks have been added to the railway network and 14 kilometers of new tracks are being added every day. Mr. Vaishnaw said modern technology Kavach, which has been indigenously developed, will be implemented on mission mode in the entire country. A delegation of BJP MLAs met President Draupadi Murmu and demanded the dismissal of the Aam Aadmi Party AAP-led Delhi government. The delegation, led by the leader of the opposition of the Delhi Legislative Assembly, Vijender Gupta, submitted a memorandum in this regard to the president. The party highlighted a series of concerns about the functioning of the AAP government under Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. The BJP raised the alleged deteriorating state of governance in the national capital, affecting essential services and the overall well-being of Delhi's citizens. Former Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader and ex-chief minister of Jharkhand, Champai Soren, joined the BJP at a function in Ranchi yesterday. His son, Babulal Soren, also joined the party. Senior BJP leaders, including Babulal Marandi, Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Himanta Biswa Sarma, were also present at the event. Jharkhand BJP Assembly Election in Charge and Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the BJP will give important responsibility to Champai Soren. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, he said Mr. Soren will also be included in the core committee of the party.
वो बहुत महत्वपूर्ण रोल अदा करेंगे, कोर कमेटी में भी रहेंगे। टाइगर अभी जिंदा है, वो टाइगर है झारखंड के, और उनके साथ मिलके भारतीय जनता पार्टी अब अपनी सरकार बनाएगी और बेईमान और भ्रष्ट सरकार गठबंधन की उससे झारखंड को मुक्त करेगी।
After Champai Soren, another founder leader of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM, Lobin Hembrom, today joined the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP. Mr. Hembrom is a former JMM MLA from Boryo Assembly constituency. On this occasion, Jharkhand BJP Assembly election co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sarma and state BJP President Babulal Marandi were present. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to Brunei and Singapore beginning Tuesday. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Prime Minister Modi will visit Brunei Darussalam on the 3rd of next month at the invitation of the Sultan of Brunei, Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah. He said that this will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to that country. Mr. Jaiswal informed that on the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will reach Singapore on Wednesday at the invitation of the Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong. surpassing world's leading digital payments platforms, India's Unified Payments Interface, UPI, processed nearly 81 lakh crore rupee transactions in the April to July period this year, which is a staggering 37% increase year on year. According to the latest data by global payments hub PaySecure, UPI processed 3,729.1 transactions per second, which shows a 58% surge over the 2,348 transactions every second registered in 2022, surpassing China's Alipay, PayPal, and Brazil's Pix in the number of transactions. In July, UPI transactions crossed 20.6 lakh crore rupees, the highest ever during a month. The value of UPI transactions processed remained above 20 lakh crore rupees for three consecutive months. Heavy rains are lashing Andhra Pradesh due to a low-pressure system that has formed over the Bay of Bengal. Since last night, continuous downpours have affected normal life in various regions of the state. Cities and towns are witnessing waterlogged roads and low-lying areas are inundated. Streams and canals in many places are overflowing due to the relentless rain. District administrations across the state have declared a holiday for schools today. The water accumulation on roads is disrupting vehicular movement. In Vijayawada, a landslide occurred at Mogala Rajapuram, resulting in the death of one person and injuries to several others. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu held a review meeting with officials regarding the heavy rains across the state. He directed the officials to remain vigilant at all times and to undertake necessary relief measures. In Telangana, the Met officials have issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rain in seven districts today and nine districts tomorrow due to a depression over west, central and nearby areas in the Bay of Bengal. The officials informed that the formation lay centered this morning 80 kilometers south-southeast of Kalingapatanam in Andhra Pradesh. The district authorities have been asked to remain alert to ensure no human loss. In Gujarat, the flood situation has been normalized after the significant decrease in the rainfall in the last 24 hours. The relief and rescue operation in the flood-affected districts has also been concluded. Barring a few places in Kutch and parts of Saurashtra, no region in the state recorded significant rainfall in the last 24 hours. The centre has cut windfall tax on domestically produced crude oil to 1,850 rupees per tonne from 2,100 rupees per tonne. In an official notification, the government said that it has come into effect from today. Windfall tax on export of diesel and aviation turbine fuel has been retained at nil. The tax rates are reviewed every fortnight based on average oil prices in the previous 2 weeks. The junior doctors of the RG Corps Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata have started the telemedicine service today. This service will be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day. The junior doctors are still on strike in protest against the rape and murder of a PGT doctor on the 9th of last month at RG Corps Medical College. Union Minister for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh today released the Biotechnology for Economy, Environment and Employment BioE3 Policy 2024 in New Delhi. While addressing the media, Dr. Singh said that this policy will foster high-performance biomanufacturing in the country. He also said future economy of the world will be driven by the bioeconomy. The Union Cabinet had approved BioE3 policy on the 24th of this month. Defending champion Novak Djokovic suffered a shock defeat against Australia's Alexei Popirin in the third round of the US Open and made his earliest exit at Flushing Meadows since 2006. India, the Maldives, Mauritius and Sri Lanka have signed a charter and an MOU for the establishment of the Colombo Security Conclave, CSC Secretariat in Colombo. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates National Conference of District Judiciary, calls for strict laws and faster decisions in cases of atrocities against women. Prime Minister flags off three new Vande Bharat Express trains through video conferencing. India's Unified Payments Interface, UPI, processed nearly 81 lakh crore rupee transactions in April to July this year, surpassing world's leading digital payment platforms. Heavy rain disrupts normal life in various parts of Andhra Pradesh. Gujarat situation improves with significant decrease in rainfall. And in US Open tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden advances to pre-quarterfinals of men's doubles. And with that, we end the midday news.